There's a storm out of the ocean, and it's moving this away, this way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away, Lord.
Y'all, it's about the storm up here.
There's a storm coming.
It's brewing and it's on the way.
It's on the way, so we are recording extremely early.
Get ahead of them.
Honey, because the last time it stormed this away, it was
oh my god, there's
rough.
Still, like, places that have their roofs torn off.
Yeah.
And they just have, like, tarps over them and stuff.
My goodness.
They have not recovered.
They ain't recovered.
Another one.
And here, and it's coming again.
It's coming so, again.
Pray all you people are safe out there. And
yeah.
But yes.
This is the perfect time to thank our sponsors.
Oh my god.
Tornadoes.
Yeah.
Thank you for triggering our anxiety.
Ruining our lives.
And ruining our lives. Shout out.
And making me have wet ankles.
Oh. My goodness. What's happened?
What has happened?
Lizzo quit music.
I've seen that.
I don't know. She just said. I don't know.
She didn't quit.
She did, yeah, I don't think she did, because then she posted weird AI pictures afterwards of her, like, underwater or something.
Yeah. Lizzie, what's going on, girl?
And I was like, what does she need? Because she also has, like, a lingerie line or something.
Yeah, Yeetie or something.
Yeetie, yeah, so I'm like, she just put, I quit, but quit what? Like, music? Or, like,
I don't know. Like, everything?
Everything, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, she's tired of people being mean to her.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But then people were saying that she's just, like, she got caught because of some, like, accusations. And then,
oh,
like,
yeah, that she was mean or something.
Yeah, and then she just, like, got ahead of the game and was like, no, you can't cancel me. I quit. Who knows?
I don't know. Cancel culture is very interesting.
What did she get accused of?
Like, some of her dancers was, like, she was, like, mean and, like, they were talking to, like, body something about their bodies and stuff. Like, I don't know, like, she was, like, mean to them and, like, caused, I guess, the distress that they had on while on tour with her caused them, like, mental distress and allegedly. Yeah, because yeah, they went right. to I think they sued her and stuff, like,
did they,
and, like, her tour managers and stuff like that. So yeah,
I didn't know that part.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything in a while about it, though.
Diddy was spotted in Miami.
Weirdo still.
I know.
You're going down, Diddy.
Yep.
You're going down. He's playing with the lights.
What the?
Does he do it any other time?
No.
Literally just with... He's like...
And I buried them, too. I buried them. And I think he's trying to, like... did it. Okay. I put his Apple AirTag on him, too.
I saw that his collar was... Baby, that's your storm. Your storm collar.
Yes. Yeah, I have a little backpack ready over there. We're ready.
Real.
For the door.
Listen, we got to be prepared in this weather. You just don't ever know.
You never know. Especially living in, like, the third story. Like, we're going to get blown away.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on the fourth. And, like, literally, you can barely... Right. Unless it's hitting directly to our windows, you can't hear anything. And we're, like, the fourth and, like, inside.
Oh.
So there's, like, a little pool. Yeah. So we're on the inside. We're not even on the outside. So most of the time, I don't be knowing nothing going on. I'm like, oh, it's raining. Interesting.
Oh, no.
Right. It was one day. It was so freaking funny. I think we were getting ready. Me, my sister, and Nolan were getting ready to go to Houston. And so they drove up the night before, and it stormed really bad. And so my sister, she'd be anxious with storms and stuff. I'm in there knocked out. She like, Destiny. She literally had pulled my nephew. So, like, I think at the time we still had our old couch. So we had, like, a blow up. She literally, I had woke up. She's like, girl, it's storming out here, and you just in here sleep. She had pulled my nephew in the little hallway. He was just like.
He didn't know.
She had dressed that whole thing, and she was just up with her tennis shoes on. She was like,
she was ready. Yeah.
She begins so anxious, and I was like, Constance, we got to get up so early to get to this airport, girl. But it was storming so bad.
Yeah, I remember. Bad. Like, I'm pretty sure there was, like, a tornado
yeah.
warning or something like that.
She said, y'all just in there sleep, and it's a tornado and storming outside.
I'm Constance. I, like... it depends, though. Like, if I'm already knocked out, mm-hmm. and there's, like, a warning, then I won't wake up.
Right.
But if I know before going to bed that there's...
I'd be trying to go to sleep before. I'd be like, oh, it's... I said, I hear a little thing. I said, oh, let me just... nestle on in. I let me go on to sleep.
At that time, I, like, hid under the stairs with my cat.
I'm not blaming you.
I was like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with, like, blankets and stuff. He didn't even know what was going on.
He's like...
Yeah. We had snacks in there.
She's like, this is nice.
All right, so to get ahead of the storm, we'll just go ahead and do these stories.
We're going to jump on
We're
in, y'all.
We're going to jump on in.
So sorry, not much banter today.
I know. Okay, let's see. We got two stories.
Okay.
One of them is about a haunted vet clinic. It's pretty short.
Okay.
And the other one is a Reddit post. And it's somebody that worked at a mental health facility.
Oh, God.
I guess both of them are mm-hmm. supposedly real-life experiences. So for the vet clinic, it says, there are far too many paranormal experiences at my first clinic, but these are the ones that scared the fuck out of me.
Oh, God.
One, seeing disembodied faces in the surgery suite.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Two, while charting, a cabinet door opened, and a bag of LRS fluids was thrown across the room and hit an exam table that was a good 6 feet away.
Oh.
I said, fuck this. I'll finish charting tomorrow.
I don't blame her.
Three, hearing my name called out when I was the only one in the building.
What the fuck is going on?
She said, I want to note that the building had been renovated several times, and at one point they found old newspapers and family pictures inside the walls.
Oh, God. Like, what?
See? That would freak me out if I, like, walked by the surgery suite and there was just a floating face there.
Absolutely not. No.
I don't even. That would freak me out so bad.
I don't
know, baby.
I don't understand.
Come up here. Yeah, say hello to the audience.
Hello. Like, I need to get close and personal with these nails. You guys, I got a job to do. So sorry. So sorry. There is a needy boy.
He goes
boy.
Immediately to you.
What?
He said, let me smell your face.
Where you going, baby? He's like, keep scratching.
And then the bag of LRS. That's crazy. Because it's not like it just fell out of the cabinet.
Right.
It, like, flew 6 feet away.
Right. I don't get it.
And then the hearing your name when you're the only one in the building? Fuck that.
I'm like, huh? Just looking at my... Girl, you know how quickly I would be scurrying and those people would never see me again. I was like, where's Destiny? Who?
The video camera just shows, like, a chair just swiveling around because he left so fast.
Let's see a black car just in the parking lot like, it just sped off. See my purse in the wind, just
the keys. That is, I would feel so uncomfortable.
Oh my goodness. I don't like in these places, like, why? Let's talk about the people who want to renovate scary places. Let's stop. Like, what you mean this used to be a funeral home?
I know.
No!
That would freak me out. It was like, they found newspapers hidden inside the walls.
Why are you hiding newspapers? They're trying to hide something. No!
Like serial killer activity.
No. No thanks. No thanks. Let's start renovating scary places.
I've seen people, just out of, like, practical jokes and stuff, whenever they're, like, building their homes, they purposely put, like Halloween skeletons in between the walls.
I could get in there.
Or, like, before they put the flooring on, they put, like, with red paint, they put stuff on the floor. Like, God. I would do that.
Leave a random note. Don't go to Rockville or something like that.
Okay, so this next one kind of spooked me a bit. Here we go.
All right.
This is a supposedly real-life experience of somebody that worked in a mental health facility.
Oh, goodness.
The facility itself was founded 75 years ago.
too long ago. It needs to be shut down.
Currently, it is a residential treatment center for children.
Oh.
Originally, it was a psychological ward. Most of my experiences are in one of the longest-standing buildings, which used to be filled with stereotypical white padded walls / isolation rooms. They've since boarded up and painted over all the observation windows, but you can still see their outlines and windowsills. To start, it's a 2-story building. The second floor is solely used for storage. Nobody goes up there at night. Yet, there's footsteps. Footsteps all the time. Patients will wake up in the morning and ask, "Why was my overnight staff hovering over me in the middle of the night?" I can promise you they weren't. You can lose your job and the ability to ever work in the field again for something like that. This same building has a type of entryway, though it's just got a bookshelf and a front door, only used for aesthetic purposes. One of the walls in this entry was a punching bag of sorts for a particular patient. When she'd get mad, she would just go there and take her anger out on the wall. One day, she broke through the wall.
Oh.
What was behind the wall? A room. One desk. One chair. And an axe.
Huh?
The room had been completely closed off, and we don't know why.
Why would they leave it? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Currently, the building is being redone. They've added large windows and extended some of the old, unused spaces in order to make office space. One evening, I was walking to my car alongside these windows. As I passed by, a shadowy female figure with crazy, frizzy hair leapt at me as if pounding on the window from the inside. That one gave me a jolt. These rooms are not in use at this time, just empty and waiting for office furniture. I take the same route to my car every evening, and it always gives me the hair standing up / goosebumps feels. I tend to avert my eyes from the windows, not because I'm scared, but because I know the probability of seeing something is pretty high, and I'd just rather not. There's a story that isn't mine, but it regards the building. It's evening, and the patients are sleeping. There's pounding on the door that I previously mentioned that's rarely used. The staff jump, get up, check the door, but no one's there. They figure maybe the facility officers are playing a prank, so they call, and nope. After their shift ends, they all go to the observation room to check cameras. The tape rolls. They find the moment they see themselves jump up and scurry around, and no one is there. I've seen many different shadowy figures, heard knocking, scratching, crying, and I will never, ever be suckered into working an overnight shift at this place.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
The part with, like, the crazy frizzy hair lady banging on the window from, like, the inside.
Like, no! By,
that shit freaked me.
And she said, "I don't even look, just keep walking." Girl.
Can you imagine just, like, peeking and there's somebody, like, on the inside? I would never come back to work.
I freaking scared myself yesterday because I saw my reflection. So there was a car parked in front of the clinic. And I went up there to sit down. And I was like, I said, "Baby, who was that?" "It was me." Just my reflection. I said, I thought somebody was sitting in that car. I said, "Oh my God, what was that?" It's just me. So terrifying.
One time, I wasn't picking my nose, okay? I was like it was like a reflection of like a car, like the driver's side window. And I was looking at myself and I was going like this. I wasn't like really picking my nose, okay? And then the person inside rolled down the window. And I was like... I will never recover from this.
Let me show you this. This is, you said it was like a reflection in the window.
Yeah.
There's this video of this guy on a cruise, and he was like going up to like recording, and he goes up and somebody's like in the window and he didn't see it.
I think I know what you're talking about. It freaked him out.
The man is just like the man on the other side.
What is wrong with you? Why would you do that?
That's kind of what happened to me.
Oh, my Lord.
Those are, like, the thoughts that I think about whenever I can't fall asleep.
I wonder what that man's doing. Like, when you embarrass yourself in front of, like, strangers, you're like, they're probably thinking about that now. They're probably laughing at me right now. This was 10 years ago. They're probably still laughing. Like, piss me off. That was so funny. I cracked up. Because, like, why were you standing in that door like that?
The guy was like, we gotta go.
It's like, oh, shit. Oh, that's funny.
But anyways, psychological ward and children.
Like, what? The room with a desk, a chair, and an axe?
Why was the axe there? Why was the axe there?
And why would you just close that room up with that stuff in it?
That's creepy.
This is my 2-second warning. I mean, my 2-second notice. I quit.
Yeah, I don't know why somebody would ward up. I don't know.
A room with that. Oh, let's just close it off. Man.
I don't know. What the heck? Yeah, anything that's like 75 years old. Like tear it down.
Tear it down.
Probably has asbestos anyways.
Like, tear it down.
So, the white padded rooms, that freaks me out too.
Like, those are real. Like, you know, I knew, like, but, like, people be in them. Like, you know, like, on SpongeBob, they was in that room that one time, but, like, you know. Like, yeah. People really have to be in those. And, like, straitjackets kind of scare me.
Yeah.
Like, if you have to be restrained that much so you don't harm others or yourself.
The fact that it's this two-story building and they hear footsteps in the second floor even though nobody uses the second floor.
I don't like that. Like, use all this space. Like, stop. Like, that's, you leave room for stuff to do things. Like,
another reason why it should be torn down. You're not even using it.
Like, no.
Whenever the patients, so I'm assuming it's the children that wake up in the morning and ask why there was somebody hovering over them in the middle of the night. That gave me chills.
And they're just like,
oh no.
And I'm like, bitch,
you need to start throwing punches. Just have you ever seen A Haunting of Hill House?
Girl, no, I don't watch scary stuff.
There's just like it reminded me of a creepy scene on there where she like breaks up and there's like something like hovering over her.
I would just no, I don't like scary things. I would just not be able to make it.
Something that's funny is they just let that one patient take it out on the wall.
They're just like, girl.
She's like, it was a punching bag of sorts for the patient.
She's like, that's her wall. Yeah, that's Susan's wall down there, girl.
That's Susan's wall. Nobody touched.
Girl, just, she fine. She fine. Like, what happens on your first day you walk in and what? Y'all ain't going to stop. No, girl, Susan do that all the time. She get upset. She go push the wall. Why are you so casual about this?
Oh.
She's just like, yeah, she hit it, like,
she hit it. She broke through the wall down. And, like, Susan's dumb broke through the wall.
Like, girl, Susan has some pissed up aggression. My Lord.
But thanks to Susan, they found
the axe.
That fucking axe behind the wall that was completely closed
off.
Crazy. I don't know. I still can't get over the frizzy haired woman leaping out. Maybe we should go on, like, those Nashville ghost tours or whatever.
Maybe we shouldn't, Brenda.
And record ourselves.
My niece wanted to go on one in New Orleans. I was like, I'm not the TT.
That's not New Orleans. New Orleans, that's real shit.
I was like, y'all may have to go by yourself.
No, I don't want to be a vampire sacrifice.
I don't want to play with those type of things. No. I don't play with them spirits, baby. I don't play with them. No. N-O. Them things be done jumped on my back and I done took them home. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No. I'm like, yeah, going to Tennessee. Absolutely not. No. Oh my God. What type of ghost tour? They got them in Nashville?
They got them downtown.
Girl, please.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of ghost
tour. I'd probably be real scared. It's probably like the Ku Klux Klan or something.
That would. Yeah, you're right.
Like. I mean, terrified. Oh my God, get these men out of here. I would be terrified. I don't know. See, like, I don't even like haunted houses. None of those things.
I don't go to, like,
they
Halloween.
They be playing and stuff. Why are you I hate to be chased. Why are you running after me? I'm trying to get away, please.
I don't like jump scares.
I don't either. And my bladder's not well. I will be pissed.
My pelvic control, it's not there.
I can't even laugh too hard without.
I think everyone's like that.
It's so bad. One time I laughed so hard, I peed. I was like, oh, okay. That was just like destiny. I'm like, I can't control it. I need some DES. I can't control it. Bladder girl, get yourself together, shits. We don't have time. Hear a little rumbly. It's fine. As long as it don't start raining like real hard, I just don't like driving when the water's up on the highway so bad.
Listen, I can't see.
That's another.
I can't see at night as it is. When it's rainy and at night, it's so I'm like bad. In the middle of both lanes.
I'm like, where's the line, please? And don't let water be standing up on the highway. Baby, just turn this into the boat and let me roll on down the river.
It scares me because it like too. Of my wheels like hydroplane.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got these little bitty cars. They ain't got no weight to them. Shoot. And people still be driving stupid, and it scares me so bad. I'm like, you're just gonna
people
flip.
Don't know defensive driving.
Like, please, you guys, like, enough. Like, okay, you got the good tires, bitch. Mine are slicks. Chill, ho.
Have some respect for the poor.
It's okay. Hell, tires is high as hell.
So I have some funny bed stories or like posts or whatever. This is to me think. So it was posted on like a veterinary page, mm-hmm. but it's like a Popeye sign,
mm-hmm.
and it says they have a sign hanging and it says we can fight at this location. So think before you speak.
Please think.
Everybody was like, we need these in our clinic.
No, literally. We cuss over here. Thanks, girl.
I had a lady that was like, nobody's ever told me about flea and tick prevention before. And I was like, oh, well, I'm telling you now. I'm telling you here.
Okay. Like, why would you get it? Okay. Just.
I don't know. No. Like, what do you want me to do about that? So I have no control that nobody's ever told you about flea control, okay?
I'd be like, was it me? Every time somebody complains about something, I was like, well, who did it? Well, I don't know. Oh, okay, then. What do you want me to do? You want me to go back in time and, like, slap the person who didn't tell you something? Like,
get my time turner.
Like, okay, let me go jump in my time machine real quick and I'll be right back. We'll have a different conversation when I get back. Like, what?
And it didn't annoy me so much. Anyways, there's a groundhog. Not, what was there? Jimmy? Was Jimmy our groundhog? Jimmy?
I think so.
There's another groundhog called, like, Punk Swanee Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Phyllis, welcomed two baby groundhogs.
Oh, his wife. Okay. Congrats to the happy couple. They had twins. They welcomed. They're just like.
Yay, Putswaty Phil is a dad.
Congrats, Putswaty. He out here living just the dream. Just the groundhog dream.
Like the royals of groundhogs.
I come from a land down under.
This one says, does anybody have any ideas other than the litter box to stop my cat pooing in my plants?
Oh. He's like, ah, yes.
Cats are such little shit.
He's like, the fern. Yes. Much, much better.
Fresh soil.
Oh, whoa. Much better than the litter. Oh, we got an email the other day, and this woman said she got a cat, and she woke up to the cat spraying her face. It wasn't neutered. She was like, please tell me that there's an availability to get this cat neutered today. I woke up to him spraying my face. I said, your face?
That's so nasty.
Your face?
Straight up disrespectful.
Baby, that cat, you wouldn't have to worry about it getting neutered. They were like, Mom, where's the cat? The who? We never had a cat. You talking up a tom cat spray me? Oh my god! I don't know if y'all know how bad Tomcat pee smells.
Disgusting! Like, you're gonna have to wash your clothes like 3 times.
What's she gonna do with her face?
Just get a new one, I guess.
She'll have to get the tomato stuff, like if you get sprayed by a skunk, just soaking tomato juice.
They're such jerks.
That is insane. Oh, I was like, that cat don't respect you at all. He's like, bitch. He's like,
like out of all the furniture in the room, he was like,
and she was asleep. He's like, this bitch, I got something for her.
The son says, I have a very Gen Z kitten. It says she watches YouTube videos on my iPad and plays games and will actually ask for my iPad. She also has a very specific and complex bedtime routine, which involves getting her baby food in the bedroom, turning down the light and turning on Gamera movie. Never heard of that one. She specifically likes Gamera and actually will watch the TV when she hears the music come on. She goes to bed at 11 and starts reminding us about 10 minutes early.
She's like,
that's her house.
I'm getting a little sleepy. She's like, oh, almost time.
That's so cute.
Might as well turn the TV on now. I cannot foresee. First of all, you don't pay no bills here. You are catering to this guest. She's like, iPad time. She's just like,
iPad.
Playing games.
I need my baby food.
And I would put the cat. I would put the cat on the timer. You're not gonna be playing this iPad all day long. Yeah. No, my sister puts my nephew on a timer, and like his phone will like lock up after a certain amount of time. He's like, I need more time. She's like, no.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
The cat would be on the timer. You're not finna be. You're gonna mess your eyes up. Like, my mom used to tell me, back away from the TV, you're going to mess your eyes up.
Mess your eyes up? Yeah, that's how I'm like, is that real? Does anybody actually know. Have any
In all actuality, I couldn't see. That's why. And then they took me to the eye doctor and was like, oh, she's blind. She can't see. I was looking at the TV like,
oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like, back in the day, we had the big old TVs that would sit on the floor. Yeah. I would just be like, this is good. This is great.
I was like, back up.
Back up for that TV. Mess your eyes up. Girl, they already messed up. They're already messed up.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah, one of my friends told me that whenever she was little, she was failing everything. And it was because she couldn't see. Later, her mom was like, I felt so bad.
She was just like, in school, just like, ah. She didn't tell nobody. She was just like, everybody seeing this? She's just like, I see nothing.
Like she was a little kid.
She's like, okay.
Bless her heart.
I saw a little girl on TikTok. Her dad was like, hey, baby, back up. She was like, Dad, I'm sorry. I just can't see. Her daddy got to crying because she was like, I can't see. I'm sorry, but I can't see. And I'm just trying to see. She like went off on him. He was like, I'm so sorry that my eyes are bad and I can't see. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mention.
No.
And she was like, I'm sorry. He's like, she was like, now what are you crying for? And he was like bawling his eyes out. She went off on him low-key.
She was a like, little girl?
Yeah, she was like, she's like, he's like, baby, back up. He's like, Dad, I can't see. I'm sorry. I have bad eyes and I can't see. I'm just trying to see. And it was like, I'm sorry. I didn't want to make you feel. But she was like, now what are you crying for?
I love her.
Us poor little blind people that's been blind our whole lives, we must stick together. We got to stick together.
Oh, yeah, but it made me feel bad.
Dallas annoys me. He's like, I got 20/20 vision.
How do people...
I don't understand.
Someone's life is so...
Like, your whole life, you just been able to see? Like, with the eyes that the Lord... It's crazy to me.
I know, I can't...
I'm like, you don't get blurred out at all.
Yeah, that's
like
so unfair.
Like, there's nothing there. Must be nice.
I'm so unfair. But, ooh, I've been watching this show. It's been out for a while, mm-hmm. but I just got back into it. Mm-hmm. It's called Bring It. Have you heard of it?
The Black?
Yes! Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes!
Good.
I was like, Bring It. I was like,
yes. It's been out for like a while.
Girl, it came out when I was in college. Pretty sure it was my freshman year of college.
I remember seeing a couple episodes like way back when it had just first come out.
We saw them live. We took my niece. We saw them live.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I would die.
Yeah, we took her. Oh, I was obsessed.
Oh, it's so good. Yes. Oh,
I can't do it, but yeah.
I was they were like teaching dance moves and stuff, and there's one called bucking.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I would.
Who could? I can't even. I can't.
I cannot. Like
that. I would be sore for 10 years.
I was like, how do people? And then the dance teacher was like, I can buck, and I'm over 30. I'm like,
Miss D.
Miss D. Yeah, I was like, I would dislocate everything. Every bone in my body.
I think she's bringing a team to Memphis. She's starting her team up in Memphis, I think.
The Dancing Dolls?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, wait, so is her team just in Jackson, Mississippi? Is that her only team?
Uh-uh, she has teams in there. I think she got one in Alabama. Oh, she done branched out a lot since the show.
I want to watch them live.
It's a good time. They be at different stuff, though. They be still be going to, like, competitions and stuff.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I would want to go see that.
DD4F!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had a shirt and everything. Yeah, we took our niece. Yeah, me and my sister took our niece. Too. They had something in Memphis, and it was like they went on like a tour.
I
can't
love
remember
the,
much about it though. For some reason,
the baby dancing dolls, they're so cute. They're just as good as like the big dolls.
Yep.
But yeah, I love dance shows.
I was watching when I was getting my nails done the other day, Project Runway.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before, and I was enjoying myself.
That's a good competition show.
They have 1,000 seasons. I was like, Damn it, I should have asked her what season I was on, because that was a good when I was leaving. Damn, I'm trying to see who wins this
one. I like competition shows and I like dance shows. I was watching like Abby Lee Miller for a while.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Dance Moms. Dance Moms was good back in the day.
Dance 100, that's also really
that's
good.
That's a good
competition
one. I've never
show.
Seen that one. Yeah. I used to watch Toddlers and Tiaras.
Toddlers and Tiaras? I watched it for a little bit. I had a classmate in high school that was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. She had flippers?
I think she was, like, in the preteen or
whatever. Oh, okay. So
like
she had grown folks' tea.
Yeah. There's also, like, makeup competition shows for, like, sci-fi, mm-hmm. like, movie makeup.
Oh!
That shit's cool.
I bet.
Like, what people come up with and, like, they're short on time. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like, I
people's
love
minds
them.
Are insane.
I know.
I used to watch, what, Cupcake Wars?
Have you seen Is This Cake?
I have not seen that. That's when they make all them, like, couches and stuff.
Yeah,
but it's cake,
okay,
though.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
That was good, too.
I used to watch, what was it, Four Weddings? Did you used to watch Four Weddings?
Wait.
TLC used to be that girl back in the day.
I think I know what you're talking about. Like, they, was it, like, whatever wedding was the best?
Uh-huh, they would score. It would be, like, four weddings, and they would score the weddings. Mm-hmm. Each bride would go to each other's weddings. I need to be on that.
Bridezilla or whatever.
I love Bridezilla.
Did you ever watch My Sweet 16 on MTV?
Absolutely.
I love it.
I just knew I was going to get a Sweet 16. Didn't get a damn thing. Didn't even get a party. I don't play.
Living
I'm not
in this house is your gift.
Like, breathing. Enjoy. Because
yeah,
that could be cut short. Sweet 16. Mom, I want to get out MP3 players. Like, girl. Yes. Sweet 16. Good shows don't come on anymore. They don't have any good shows.
You remember Room Raiders?
Yes.
I was always, like, so paranoid.
They'd be
what
like,
happened to me.
Draws. Balled up old drops. Ew. Like, what was the premise of that show?
It was like dating. Like, whoever's room you liked, that would be the person that you would go on a date with or something.
Oh, you would rate three rooms and then you'd pick the one that you liked the most or something.
Yeah.
And you would take something from each room.
Would you?
I think they would.
Dang, I'd be pissed.
You remember the Next? They'd be on
that
bus?
Is that not Next?
Uh-uh.
That's a different...
Yeah. Next would be just everybody be on that bus, and then however long, like, people step off the bus, they'd be like, next. And however long you step stayed on the day, you get money. And then you can choose at the end. If you made it to the end of the day, you'd be like, do you want the money or do you want me? Bitch, I want the money.
I want the money.
That yes, was last I show. I remember that. I love that. MTV was that girl back in the day, too. Yeah. I loved Dang. MTV. And, you know, like, all the Flavor of Love and who wanted
Rock of Love. Yeah, yeah.
Who wanted those funny-looking people?
Who do I remember from Flavor of Love? I remember New York.
Because she is the HBIC. She's still running the show. I absolutely adore her.
I love New York. She had got her own show, right?
Yeah, she had. Like, I love New York. New York is in the motherfucking house. Yes! I love New York.
There's Pumpkin.
Oh, I've seen pictures of her recently.
I don't know what happened to her.
They show New York what Pumpkin looks like now, and it was so bad. She talked about her so bad. I was like,
Rock of Love. I remember Daisy. She was always like, I think she was drunk the whole time.
Oh God. You remember Parental Control?
Yes.
I love that show. Yeah. And like, first of all, my mama or my daddy ain't going for no man that's going to be treating me any type of way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go on three, and like,
Yeah, they had to like choose the people for their
Do you want three, like, go on three different dates, or you can choose him? And I just, I need somebody new.
Do you remember MTV Cribs?
Yes, and a lot of those cribs weren't their cribs.
I know. They just, like, either rented them or borrowed someone's house or whatever.
I'm like, dang, y'all living in houses like I'm living in a house. Like,
you remember Pimp My Ride?
Damn right.
I love that show.
I did too.
And it was so stupid. Like, shit that, like,
unrealistic to the highest. And I was living for that
aquariums
shit.
Aquariums inside them. Why?
We put an aquarium in your car. Like, for what? I got to keep these damn fish alive? I'm already in a hoopty. I heard they used to fuck them people cars up and just be like, man, we're taking this back.
Really?
They didn't get to keep half that stuff in their cars.
Exhibit or whatever.
Yes. I loved it. I freaking loved it. We got an ice cream machine in your car. No. Baby, I just wanted the engine to go. That's it. I need a new alternator. I didn't want an aquarium. And now this bright ass car. And they made it pink.
Yeah, it was like pink. Oh.
I just don't know. That was good times. They don't have good TV shows no more. They don't have the good stuff.
Yeah, I made it.
That was entertainment. After they changed ABC Family to Freeform, shit went downhill.
It did. Ugh. Did you ever watch Pretty Little Liars?
No, I've never seen that.
I watched like a couple, I've seen like one or two seasons, and then afterwards I'm like, why are we still...
I heard they said it was scary. Is it scary?
It is a little bit scary. It's like a mystery murder thing. But I'm like, they kept milking it, and I'm like,
girl, who is A? I know people be like, who is A?
It was that her real name is Sasha. That's the actress's name.
Gotcha.
And she had a twin or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he snoring?
Yeah. He snores.
Rest. Like, he don't work tonight.
I know.
He's like terrorizing the house. Name much dishonest work, though. Oh, my sister wants me to watch, and my best friend want me to watch, what's that show called? Grey's Anatomy. I was like, no.
There's too many seasons for me to... People love Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, if there's so many... I get overwhelmed. I'm like, I gotta start from the beginning, and there's, like, so many seasons.
I've been watching this for how long? I like the end to come quickly. That's why I just keep watching the same shows. Like, I'm watching Once Upon a Time Again. Like, some shit I already know what's gonna happen. I want to watch How to Get Away with Murder again. I want to watch Pose again.
I haven't seen Pose.
You should watch it. It's on Hulu.
Okay. I've seen, like, the aesthetics of it look really cool.
It's a good time.
Okay.
Like, it's heavy.
Okay.
Because it's about, like, trans people and the LGBTQ plus community.
Is it going to make me cry?
Probably. I cry too. It's not always, but like it's a lot of it. It's like heavy. It could get heavy, but it's a good time. Electra, I live and breathe.
Okay.
I live and breathe. You should watch it and let me know. Once you get into it, you into it, girl, because it is a good time.
Okay, I'll watch it.
She's a good time.
And pose. I love busting out those moves, like, randomly just throughout the house. There's something called, like, the duck walk, where they go like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like my knees are popping. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, I love it. It's a good time.
There's a movie called One Day.
One Day. It sounds sad. Oh my god.
I was tricked. It said rom-com and I was like, ooh.
I love a good rom-com.
And then I was like, ah! Not a rom-com. I was a mess. Like, boogers. And
that pissed me off. Like, don't trick me.
I was tricked.
Just like The Fault in Our Freaking Stars. Have you seen that? Nope. Don't watch it. Nope. I don't recommend it.
Is that with Shailene Woodley or whatever?
I don't know. The girl who was on American Life, The Circuit Life of an American Teenager.
That's her. Yeah.
That shit. I was like.
Like gagging.
In the movie, my cousin was like, I'm crying, but girl. She's like, she had read the book. I'm like, girl, you knew what was to come. I was just undone. I was not well.
So I'm not going to watch that.
No, don't. Mm-mm. I've never watched it again. I was like, I never watched this freaking movie again. It's about like a Walk to Remember. Have you seen that?
Yep.
I love that movie so much, though. That's the only one that I could watch, and I will cry every single time I watch it.
Yeah, I figured that's what it was about, because I remember seeing a picture, and Shailene Woodley had, like, her oxygen thing or whatever. And
yeah.
I was like, that's a no for me.
Or, have you seen My Sister's Keeper?
With Cameron Diaz?
Yes.
I have not. No.
Oh, don't watch that one either. I cried bad too. Okay. It's just shit.
Why do they make me?
Like, they be hurting my feelings. Like, my feelings be hurt. Like, I want to laugh. You're over here making me bawl.
There was one called, like, Charlie St. Cloud or something. Was that Zac Efron?
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
That one.
It was rough. See?
Also, have you seen Bridge to Terabithia?
I don't think maybe back in the day. That came out a while ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
I remember that little girl died.
Yeah. I was like, really?
He was like, you're lying.
She fell in the river and drowned.
I was like, that's kind of like that movie, what's it called, My Girl?
I don't think I've seen that one.
With Macaulay Culkin from back in the day.
Yeah, I've just seen like snippets of it. And I'm like, I know what's gonna happen.
I'll never watch it again. I was like, his glasses, he can't see. But I was like, his glasses. Oh my god, he can't see.
Had an anaphylactic reaction or something.
Yeah, he got stuck with a whole bunch of bees, or I think hornets maybe, and he died. Oh my goodness. Y'all, what are some of y'all favorite movies that make you just bawl? Oh my gosh. Leave us some comments.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen Night at Freddy's?
No. Is it scary?
It's...
That sounds scary.
Sort of scary. I think you could watch it.
Oh god.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese robots.
Oh, is that new, like, one that just came out?
Those things? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the trailer for it.
It's pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah. I watched it by myself.
And they were just like... Then I just like,
yeah.
They're no longer smiling.
Yeah, it's gonna make me look at those robots sideways.
I don't trust them. Them animatronics. You're not slick. I know you be doing things when I'm not around. I'm not a fool.
But do you go to Chuck E. Cheese now?
I do.
Mm-hmm. You do? I haven't been in so long. I just remember it smelling like feet.
Oh yeah, for sure. Still feeding. I went not too long ago for my best friend's nephew's party.
Okay.
She was like, you want to come? Oh, yeah. I love Chuck E. Cheese pizza. So good.
I can't remember.
I'm in her life. Let's go play games.
I feel like I'd have to use hand sanitizer.
Oh, you definitely need to like bathe in some alcohol after you leave. But it's so sticky. I hate sticky stuff.
Oh,
it's so sticky, and their kids are disgusting.
Children have their sticky fingers.
Like, why do you smell like syrup, and why are you sticky? Did you even eat syrup this morning? kids. And I blame the parents because it's some clean kids out here. But you want. Yeah. Yo.
Clean your kids.
Give them a bath. That's why they ain't sleeping at night because they sticky. They stuck to the sheets. They can't even flip over. Pizza pals, guys and gals of the pizza. I don't know where that come from. Those were animatronics too.
China's first corgi police dog debuts at only 6 months old.
A corgi police dog? Watch your ankles. Watch your ankles. I think Dallas might have got bit on the ankle by a corgi. His ankle been toe up a couple of times.
It's not funny, but
no, it's hilarious. When he told me about it, he had some little holes in his socks. I died.
Good corgis, man. They just got such attitude.
Okay.
This one says, when my kids want me to check for monsters, but I'm more scared than they are.
Terrified. Like who's checking? No, let's not look for them.
What'd you see? Oh, God.
He said, what? That will be Dallas's job. Hell, I'd be like, Dallas, I'm scared now.
I know, everybody's just scared.
I'm terrified now.
This post says, dog shelters. Don't buy puppies, consider adoption instead. Also, dog shelters. This is Piss Fingers. She's 19 years old and can't live in a home with children, books, or electricity. Piss Fingers is nervous around hair and needs 400 acres of land in an orchard of extinct fruits.
Like, let me just get something that I can tailor to the space that I have. I'm so sorry. I'm in shelter animal management class right now.
It's cool.
And so I'm learning all that stuff. And I'm just like, meh. I've been having to get myself together. When I tell you, for the first 2 weeks, I didn't turn in any assignments. Destiny, she was like, hey. Going on 2 weeks, you need to oppose. You need to. I was like, here, take this shit. Take it. I just didn't want to do it. But this week, I really did well, and I actually got all my assignments in before they were due. And
oh,
I was
God. Like,
I'm going to try better for this week. Oh, my goodness. All right.
What is everything for today? Hope you guys stay safe during the storm.
Be safe.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye! Bye.